For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Billings Clinic announced today it received $12 million in grants from the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust to greatly enhance trauma and complex care to Montana and northern Wyoming by expanding life-saving ECMO services, establish Montana's first surgical intensive care unit, and create a state-of-the-art transfer center. Each April, Donate Life America leads National Donate Life Month. Billings St. Vincent Regional Hospital RN, Penny Clifton.
The need for organs has always outstripped the amount that is provided. What I can say is that Montanans per capita are the largest number of donors in the nation. So there's something here that makes people more aware of their neighbors and makes people want to give in that regard.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Agriculture is important to Montanans. Before you cast your vote in the June primary, Montana Farmers Union wants to ensure that the congressional candidates share their thoughts on Montana's rural issues. Join us live April 30th at 7 p.m. in Havre for the primary Republican debate hosted by Montana Farmers Union, or watch on Nonstop Local SWX. To learn more, visit MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
Montana State University Logan Health and members of the community came together Wednesday to celebrate the groundbreaking on a new nursing education building in Kalispell. It is one of several MSU Mark and Robin Jones College of Nursing buildings being built across the state. MSU has over 100 nurses a year graduating from their programs, and about 80% of them stay and work in Montana. Montana Aging Services and federal health officials are warning Medicare enrollees of a scam offering free services or equipment in exchange for Medicare numbers. Health officials say if someone offers free medical equipment and asks for your Medicare number, it's a red flag. Hang up immediately. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General website states that they've seen a variety of scams where fraudsters use technology to impersonate official government personnel from the state health department. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.